Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We are in our Health and Wellness Hour. First half of the hour, we're going to talk with Fareed about CardioVasc, which is developed by Sam Abraham, his dad, who was trained in Germany in pharmacognosy. He developed this formula for the Chelation Society of Alberta, Edmonton, Canada. The thing is that when I talk to doctors, it's frustrating, okay? And I'm going to give you some concrete examples. I'm writing some educational articles for Genesis. And I can't mention product, but I can mention science. Now, the average doctor, naturopath, chiropractor, MD doctor, is completely out to lunch. And I'll explain why, in concrete terms, why they're out to lunch. The first thing is you ask a health professional of any kind, including veterinarians, by the way, what causes heart disease, they're all completely lost in space. Now, I'll give you an example. And this goes back 40 years. I did research with the University of British Columbia, Dr. Moskowitz, where we do bloods from Eskimos and Northwest Territories and Alaskan Eskimos and Inuit. And they had cholesterols between 10 and 15 times higher than normal, and none of them had any heart disease. Some of them were kind of chunky in terms of shape because you want to maintain body mass. You don't have big, long limbs if you're living in the Arctic at 60 below zero with, you know, your parkas on, your inverted. So the hair on the coats is inside, not on the outside. So as a result, when these people weren't fat. They didn't have any heart disease, and they had cholesterol. So when we drew their blood, it would separate. You'd see it on the buffy coat on the top of the tube, and it's like, whoa, this is like when I remember sneaking out of my bedroom early in the morning after the milkman came, because I'm old enough that when the milk was delivered in the 1950s to our home in Truro, Nova Scotia, Canada, the milkman would actually come in through the back door. He would put the milk in the refrigerator. Now, this is foreign to people now. You mean the milkman came into your kitchen? Yeah, we liked him, because when he put the nice cold milk from his cold truck, which is basically cooled, usually either an ice truck, it was older, or the newer ones had freezer compartments, he put the cold milk in, and it would separate because it wasn't homogenized. And we'd grab that milk and pour the cream off the top before Mama arrived or wanted to pour a coffee, and we loved it. Now, cholesterol does not, and this is for you idiots out there that think otherwise, cause heart disease. Also, if you're having things that cause oxidation, whether it's MSG, monosodium glutamate, oxidized trans fatty acids, all these other things, they cause heart disease. If you have glycation of proteins, it's the free radicals that cause disease. In fact, they found out that if you lower someone's blood sugar fast using diabetic drugs, you actually triple to double the rate of heart disease, heart attack, stroke, and DVT. The reason is the free radicals attach the proteins to their cholesterol to create 9-ornyl hydroxycholesterol or the fatty acids to create fat globules that the macrophages eat, called big eater cells. That's what it means in Latin. And when they die, they form a foam cell that releases soluble ICAM 1 and 2 on the side of the artery wall. They cause calcification of the artery, so you can see it on a high-speed CT scan. And if you look at the lipid fractions, which, by the way, none of these knucklehead doctors across the country do the test. correctly. They use a nuclear spectroscopy to estimate lipid fractions. So they estimate small particle HDL, VLDL3, but they don't look at small particle HDL because they can't measure it, which is the most nasty of them. They don't look at the apoproteins and so on unless you do a specific apoprotein test. So if you don't do a lipid electrophoresis, if you don't look at cardiac markers, for example, when the same thing goes with eye doctors. You ask the average eye doctor about glaucoma and say, well, how come diabetics with glaucoma have eye disease? It's because their free radical load in their eyes is high. It's not intraocular pressure. These people are nuts. 40% of the time they have low or normal eye pressure. It's high cytokine levels in their eye. Okay? Same thing in your arteries. Your arteries are an infective mess. When I do an analysis with the Metapathy Hunter machine, I just did a test last week with a professional, and their test showed that they had cytomegalovirus growing in the calcified plaque in their arteries that were hardening on their Metapathy scan. Now, if I did immunotoxicology tests, so using immunosciences in Los Angeles, I could pick up the antibody cytokine marker showing they have active disease with not just infected nanobacteria, but cytomegalovirus. Now, when you take cardiovascular, you're doing a number of things to prevent plaque. Okay, I take tons of it. Now, my drink, I take 3 capsules in the morning, 3 usually in the middle afternoon, 3 at bedtime, and I get about 60 drops in my drink here now. I'm going to sip on this all day long. You got to take cardiovascular if you're over 20 and you don't want to have a heart attack. We're now seeing mature onset diabetes of the young. So here's a list of tests. So I was going to send tests to you, for Reed. I recommend you get a lipid electrophoresis done, which, by the way, if you don't want to go to a LabCorp request, I can get a mobile tech to come to your kitchen or your office. Number 2, you need to get cytokines to measure what your inflammatory cytokines with a single molecular assay like at Veritas Laboratories. You need to know what your blood viscosity is. If you get hyperviscous blood, it's like your heart and your blood vessels are pumping maple syrup if you're Canadian, which you are, or corn syrup if you're an American. And these knucklehead doctors that are chasing using anti-clot agents like Apixaban, Eliquis, or Xarelto to get their ass sued off by the drug companies, attorneys who are saying, you people are killing people and they're bleeding out. And the reason is that's not the way to stop plaque. It's use natokinase, which will lower PIO1, plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, and blood viscosity and cytokine levels like C-reactive protein. So I'm frustrated. I'm now, as I said to you before the break, I'm a 3-year-old that's now age 63 years this coming February. So this February I'll be a 63-year-old 3-year-old, and I'm still asking questions of adults, and they're not answering me. It's frustrating. And I don't feel particularly smart. I just feel particularly inquisitive, and I have a backbone, which means I'm not going to freaking shut up. And the medical profession, I find, eats their own. They don't like colleagues that actually change the paradigm so they can't make as much damn money. So my general impression of the medical profession is, yeah, they just sometimes do procedures which I recommend are really good in radiology and so on. But I would say 2/3 of surgery is done inappropriately at the wrong time. And 95% of drugs are completely inappropriate almost all the time. That's not good. That's why when doctors go on strike, the death rate drops. It drops because doctors stop killing people. Now, if you're on HMG chorea reductase inhibitors, if you're on drugs that are, you know, fibrin drugs and so on, clofibrate and so on, if you're on some of the major drugs that are antiarrhythmic drugs, you're putting your life in the hands of serial killers. Did you know they did a psychological analysis and they found that doctors and nurses, like ICU nurses, but doctors are 11 times more likely to be a serial killer than any other profession or group in society? Did you know that? I'm not exaggerating. 11 times. And if you go through hospitals and records and so on, you'll find periodically doctors are serial killers. It's like, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding you. That's because after they go through residency training, they get so desensitized, seeing someone pop or die is like somebody having a hiccup. Okay? So I'm telling you the straight up truth. I have a backbone and I have a brain and I ask tough questions. And what I realized, most of the things are taught, and even the vitamins are given by other companies, here and elsewhere, on the blogosphere, the internet, the radio, TV, whatever, most of them are garbage. They got heavy metals in the damn things. They do not have activated forms of vitamins. They're not standardizing, so every batch has the same amount of the biomolecule. They're not from the right part of the plant. And they don't know how to even measure the biological effects of it by doing imaging studies, things like lipid electrophoresis, cardiac markers, and blood lipid viscosity. They haven't got a frigging clue how to treat anything. Now, what I'm going to do is write a series of articles that I'll be posting up not only on our site, but also on Genesis. I can't mention products, by the way, on Genesis. But I can teach people the science. And when they realize the science and they come to me, I'm going to give them nutraceuticals and ones that we're working on developing. Like I have several that are going to come out in 2018 or later in December. One for overactive adrenal function, the other for repairing your circadian cycle and your nervous system. But we have weaponized nutraceuticals that nobody else has anything equivalent to. And if you don't use testing, or even the threat of testing, some people say, well, I don't want to do the test, but I want to know that you can do the test. In other words, they know that I can back it up. It's not me just saying something. So if you're taking cardiovascular, 7 synergistic herbs, it's going to prevent plaque formation. It's going to allow the production of nitric oxide. It's going to allow the peristaltic flow of your blood vessels, because one of the first questions I like to ask doctors, especially cardiologists who act like smart alecks, is what pumps your blood away to the tissues and what pumps it back to the heart? It's a simple question, but I give a failing grade to all the doctors I've talked to for years. Starting with Dr. Roger Damley 20 years ago, invasive cardiologist with 8 years training beyond his residency at Mayo. Okay? So Dr. Deal is the Dirty Harry of medical healthcare. Welcome back. So, after my little rant there on healthcare, I'm writing a series of articles, and I'm going to start off with one on heart disease. And I can't mention the specific nutraceuticals, but if you contact me, I will give you the list of nutraceuticals or protocols free. And by the way, nobody else will do that. You have to pay if you do this and that and so on. If you just email me, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com, drbilldeagle@hotmail.com, you don't even have to have previously purchased anything. I'll just tell you the basic core nutraceuticals, and if you want to know what tests, I can tell you what conventional tests your doctor should do. Maybe they even perfectly know about it, but they're too freaking lazy to do it. You know? It's frustrating as hell. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm just going to what I call biting angry over the medical profession not moving their butt. And it doesn't matter. And believe me, if you think it's just America that's slow, it's Canada, it's Germany. There's no nation that's got a stay on stupidity. I mean, there's stupid stuff happening everywhere. It's particularly bad in America because here in America, even the medical schools are run by drug companies. In places like Australia, at least the doctors can be licensed to do functional medicine a little bit if they use Mountain Red Velvet or other things. And by the way, I have patents pending on our Mountain Red Velvet technology. And if you notice, the reason why they're not on the show is because they actually were trying to threaten to use my technology to re-import against my patents the product. So we have Mountain Red Velvet, and it's a great product, but I'm upgrading it. And I'm going to have a supplier provide me with a Mountain Red Velvet powder, and my encapsulation technology will be prescient here because I'll have the patent controls. Dr. Deagle is sick and tired of people taking my ideas and running with them, whether it's the drug companies over the decades, four decades, or these other companies. Now, cardiovascular is a unique formula. I take a ton of it because I don't want to have a heart attack or stroke. I'm a borderline diabetic, have been for many years, and that's something genetically inherited. It's probably part of the reason why when I worked out back going to my first biochemistry degree, I went from 160 to 260. 28-inch waist I was bigger than Arnold. I was a big boy. I'm still very muscular. And it goes back to my great-grandmother, who was actually a daughter of the guy that owned the largest caravan that went from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year, and she walked to China twice a year. So she had superhuman strength, and so do I. I have twice the grip strength of a steel worker, still today in my 60s. But I can tell you, I'm not as fast as I used to be. I used to be a runner. Can't run now like I did back then, you know, 10 years ago, running 5 miles a day plus. I can tell you, though, I'm taking nutraceuticals. My health is enormously better than my brother's. I have two brothers that are diabetic. My grandfather died in the 70s of it. If you don't take nutraceuticals, you're going to have a heart attack or dementia, which is type 3 diabetes. You're going to have a nasty event happen to you. And I'm seeing MODY now, mature onset diabetes of the young. I'm seeing heart disease and stroke happening in women. And 55% of women, their first symptom of heart disease is death. I call it faceplant syndrome, 35% in men, their first symptom of heart disease is death. And we're not talking about where they have a bad cardiac arrest and they get a little, you know, they recover in the ICU. No, we're talking about dead as in staying dead. So you're not going to get necessarily advanced warning when something really bad is going to happen. You just die. So you want to start off, and I tell people, if you're 20 years of age and you have either moderate obesity or mild hypertension, so you need to be on cardiovascular now. It takes 10 or 15, 20 years before you build a blocked artery, calcified arteries, or plaque that's going to eventually get you. You know, it doesn't happen right away. In your 20s, say 24, if you've got mild hypertension, by the time you're 44, you could have a blocked artery and a heart attack. Isn't that right? Now, if you start cardiovascular now, the chances of that plaque building or eventually ruining your kidneys or your eyes or whatever is a lot less, or becoming demented. As you, again, if you did a SPECT blood flow scan, you'll see the perfusion gone in your brain because you've got plaque in the arteries in your brain, middle cerebral artery, etc. So let's go through the seven synergistic components.
Sure.
The first is Vitexin, which of course is in, what's the herb?
It's Hawthorn, the Hawthorn leaf and flower.
And by the way, all the other companies, and there's knockoff companies, and if you contact me, I'll give you the names of those knockoff companies, but there's no point in me relisting them. Don't get garbage. Get our Cardiovasc. It's very, very popular. People have taken these garbage formulas, switched to ours, and they say, my gosh, my hands are warm. I can get erections now. My brain's perfused. I can remember my grocery list and my grandkids. Duh. Next component.
So then we have aged garlic extract.
And it does two things. Aged garlic is not just allicin, which we have in our allicin med. It also has components that act as an ACE receptor blocker, and it doesn't have the side effects of capentin or other ACE inhibitors. Next.
Bilberry.
Dialyzable antioxidant stops free radicals in your heart, solid organs, artery walls, etc. Next.
Ginkgo.
Opens up the microcirculation and lowers blood viscosity, which means as soon as you start taking it, your blood viscosity drops. And I tell people, take along with your cardiovascular and kinase, take Omega Supreme Pro for fatty acids as anti-inflammatories, take Gamma E Plus, Cell Detox, Glutathione, and Ultrathione B1 and VeinAway. If you want to stop heart disease, you got to take the right nutraceuticals at an adequate dosage. Don't fiddle around, because heart disease kills more people than the next five major causes of death, including cancer. And, you know, you don't want to exit here drooling in a nursing home for years before you finally croak, which, unfortunately, if you don't die of a stroke or don't die of a heart disease and go into congestive heart failure, it's not a pleasant picture, is it? Next.
No. So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne, of course, is going to release nitric oxide. I tell people to take that along with Supernox, which has our actinose component to make good nitric oxide, and take it with some beet VO2 max powder, which you can get at any health food store, just beet powder. Next.
And then we have the milk thistle.
Milk thistle is going to stimulate your body to detox. All the toxic chemicals, food wrappers, processors, air, food, and water is frying our arteries. I mean, we live in the Western world where we have mineral depleted soil, toxic chemicals everywhere. There's 10,000 chemicals at parts per million or higher in our blood and our fatty tissues. It's no wonder we're dying of heart disease and dementia. It's just ridiculous. The main thing is we must be distantly related to cockroaches because we're not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
I call it not dead yet in my paradigm. Next.
And the last ingredient is the valerian.
Valerian is going to balance your autonomic nervous system. Most people are in overdrive. In fact, we're working on a formula to stop the overdrive of the adrenal glands, and it's a really amazing formula. I'm hoping to launch it in the next, maybe by the Christmas sale. We also have a formula for setting up your circadian cycle, your rhythm of your brain, and so you can calm you down and make you relax. But valerian will relax your autonomic nervous system back to your parasympathetic balance with sympathetic nervous system. Sympathetic fight or flight, parasympathetic healing, lower blood pressure, better perfusion. And remember, the cardiovascular is going to improve your organ perfusion, which means you get better erections for males, better perfusion to your brain, your livers, your kidneys. It protects your kidneys from kidney damage. Take that along with Ultrathione B1 and VeinAway, and bye-bye. You won't spill microalbumin. I did a test 20 years ago when I took over four general internist practice, and I had 700 diabetics. 700, just diabetics. And I tested them all to see if they had microalbumin. 40% of them were spilling microalbumin. Their kidneys were saying, nice to know you, sucker. And they had no idea. When I told these people, they were so pissed at their previous doctors that they didn't measure microalbumin. As soon as they put them on an ACE inhibitor, but if you give them Cardiovasc, they'll stop spilling microalbumin. Along with VeinAway, of course, and Ultrathione B1, they'll stop destroying their nephrons and their kidneys. So if you're diabetic and you're not getting your microalbumin measured by your doctor is incompetent. And if he's not giving you something to measure to see that it's gone, you're not spilling it, you're going to get nephron loss and go into renal failure. And once you get down to 20% kidney function, you're stuck on dialysis, sucker.
Mm.
Not funny.
No.
So let me tell you, I'm tempted to call my legal firm buddies in Chicago and say, you know what, I think I'll move to Chicago and take you up on that offer 20 years ago to get a law degree with $500,000 a year. $6 million out the first year to just go and after doctors and health corporations and drug companies. I'm tempted. Every day I wake up, I'm thinking, do I want to do this or just want to be an attack dog? I don't know. Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I want to talk about different diseases. The first thing is, what is dementia? Dementia is inflammation of the brain. We call cytokine levels. The peroxynitrate radical level is high, so you want to take Brain Power, which blocks the N-methyl D-aspartate, or it's been Pulsatine, which is present in our cognition, plus Synaptin, and especially in Brain Power. You want to take magnesium L-threonate, which is our brain mag. You want to take things to do postsynaptic inhibition, which is in CalMind. You want to give the fatty acids to remyelinate the brain, which is Neurogen, docosahexaenoic acid, or sphingolin, myelin basic protein, and omega fatty acids. If you're trying to restore neurotransmitter levels, you may want to take Mood Energizer, which is acetyltyrosine, Minerals Plus, and the cofactors in BioLVR, so you can methylate the pathways to create and turn amino acids into neurotransmitters. If you're trying to increase the DNA activation, you want to take India Me, which will increase the activation of the DNA activation of messenger RNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. So there's lots of things you can do. You can use transcranial lumen photon therapy, frequency 3 for stimulating regeneration. You can take heterochromic peptides. You can take the CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, which crosses the blood-brain barrier to support brain metabolism. You can take mitochondrial catalysts to increase mitochondrial function in the brain. Every astrocyte in your brain has a goal of 500 to a million mitochondria. And if those mitochondria aren't healthy or being properly supported, and you can have hypothyroidism of the brain even separate from the tissue. So you want to take mitothyroid. A lot of people have what we call type 2 hypothyroidism, especially the elderly, or people in their middle years, or if they're diabetic or have hypertension, which is a mitochondrial dysfunction. And even if your T4 and T3 are normal, if your core temperature on an alcohol gerotherm thermometer is low, you can measure free T4, free T3, and free reverse T3. And if the reverse T3 is high, your high sensitivity TSH is useless. So the doctor is using blood tests, only T4 and T3, to determine if your hypothyroid is completely incompetent. You need to understand also if the thyroid is dysfunctional, so is the adrenal. It can be hypoactive or it can be abnormal diurnal pattern, which you can measure with saliva. If your adrenal levels are high, it doesn't matter how much sleep medication you take. You're not going to sleep if your adrenals are in overdrive and if your nervous system is in overdrive. So you need to be taking things that are going to calm it down, like CalMind and Brain Mag. And new formulas I'm working on, one to restore your circadian rhythm and the other to take down overactive adrenal glands. Adrenal support, for example, a lot of people with thyroid dysfunction need adrenal support gland, one or two capsules in the morning, and they need to take DHEA and pregnenolone cream to support their adrenals. DHEA levels drop in both males and females after their pubertal years. They rise during fetal life and rise again at puberty and then drop dramatically by the time you're in your early 20s. And if your DHEA levels are low, your ability to turn off inflammation and support normal muscle mass and normal regeneration of tissues is dramatically reduced. So DHEA levels, if they're high in a male or female, they're less likely to suffer from perimenopausal problems in females and andropause in males. And of course, what I'm going to do is put out a series of articles that will have the science behind a lot of these without the specific nutraceuticals. Most people don't realize if you have problems, let's say with inflammation in your body, the first place to look at is your gut. Do you have food allergies? Do you have a leaky gut? You can measure a lactulose mannitol sugar test, which I can send you the urine test kit. you may have a level of zonulin that's being spilled into your blood, indicating a zonulin cross-connection between your gut cells is abnormally high, which means you're letting large protein molecules get into your gut circulation to the Peyer patches in your bowel wall or the Kupffer cells in your liver, and they produce cytokines that will crash on your brain, your heart, and your blood vessels, causing all kinds of problems. In fact, it's your fat, white fat cells that actually generate leukotriene B4 that's the primary cause of diabetes. So one of the primary things you want to start with is leptin metabolic to lower leptin and insulin resistance, and then Cell Defense Plus to lower leukotriene B4 levels from your white fat cells. Then you want to improve insulin sensitivity with diabetoline, berberstatin that blocks the berberine, blocks glucagon excess, the Biotin Plus, and we're working on these new formulas to lower excessive cortisol, because if your cortisol is high, it acts as a counter hormone to insulin. So it's really important to understand that these things are going on in your body, but if your doctor doesn't measure, you have no idea that these are happening and can be treated naturally. Most people don't realize in cataracts. I had a consult the other day with cataracts. Firstly, it's the cytokine level in your eyes that determine if you're going blind. If you've got high levels of free radicals, you're cross-linking the proteins of the stroma of your eye. The worst area to have cataracts is the posterior capsular area. You can have central capsular. Vitamin C is important because, believe it or not, all cataracts are basically a vitamin C deficiency with an electron deficiency that allows glycation. So if you want to prevent glycation, whether you're diabetic or non-diabetic or don't want to have cataracts, Power C Plus, at least a couple capsules a few times a day, is very important. That's equivalent to 3 grams, 2 capsules twice a day, so 6 grams. If you take Can-See eye drops, 2 drops 4 times a day to your eyes by Dr. Babacheva, it'll reverse the glycation. Carnosine D-Link will D-Link the glycation, as well as the most powerful form of ALA, alpha-lipoic acid, which is our Nutritrala. So if you take these things on a regular basis, a lot of the complications that would ordinarily happen because of your genetic predisposition or your current diagnosis, they don't. They don't have to happen. Your genes are not deterministic. They're permissive. And the same as your biochemistry. You don't have to go down that pathway of terminal heart failure, blindness, peripheral neuropathy, heart attack, stroke, or dementia. It just doesn't have to happen. If you've got poor bones, and if you're planning on something like a surgical total hip replacement, you need to build up the collagen in your bones, because 42% of your dry weight of your bones is collagen. So you want to take Collagen Max and Her Majesty's Royal Jelly, and you want to take things like to improve the tendons and ligaments around the joint, the tendon mender capsule twice a day, and Mountain Red Velvet. And we're improving the Mountain Red Velvet capsule, so we're going to deliver it past the stomach, pepsin and stomach acids, and deliver it to the terminal ileum in a form where the 8 classes of molecules, including transducer molecules that take the scalar signals, building blocks for your tissues, 6 growth hormones, that's 296 biomolecules and 6 growth hormones, which is analogous to the placenta. Now, in my lecture, which I'm giving in December, one of the chief things I'm teaching is the only state of human life where you do not age is in fetal life. Your placenta is a bioengine generating 300 roughly molecules and 6 plus growth hormones. These molecules basically are the Lego blocks of life. They are not present afterward. Your body cannot generate them to adequate dosages, and it cannot generate adequate, even if you have the stem cells, which are architects with the building blocks, you can't completely positively and regenerate your body. You can reuse these biomolecules, but they're limited in their action, which is why basically aging is a shutting down of genes regulating minerals to turn on genes to make proteins and enzymes, which is why I call it the song of DNA. In other words, the song, the last stanza, starts to shut down your genes to make you die. Just like, you know, a teddy bear before Christmas is stitching, it's loose on the shoulder, and a little arm falls off the teddy bear, so the little boy or girl cries, they want a new teddy, because the teddy bear stitching was made weak by the toy manufacturer to make sure that the little child will, before the next Christmas, wants a new teddy. Well, the same thing happens to you, and if you take the right nutraceuticals, a lot of the aging process is not deterministic. You don't have to get weaker bones if you're a small female in your 50s or 60s. You don't have to have a heart attack if you're a diabetic. You don't have to be blind if you're a glaucoma patient. You don't have to have center macular changes, and we can have heterochromic peptides or hyperbaric oxygen, lumen photon, and morphogenetic field therapy, which I'm pioneering. There's nobody else in the world that is doing this. I'm it. And the morphogenetic field therapy, the first step is to reactivate the minerals in your tissues, which means you not only have the vitamin mineral max or mix and minerals plus, but you need all the trace elements present. That's where you're going to get those in our NutriComplete, which is all the trace elements in reds and greens and all the other food. And then, of course, we're adding the India meat to bring in and remineralize your DNA. Now, if you're trying to rebuild your immune system and trying to fight cancer, you want to repair your DNA. All of our toxic chemicals are cross-linking our proteins. If you want to block halide compounds, you need to take Neutrodyne. We talk about the bioweapons that are coming on. We have weaponized, pneumonic plague that's over in East Africa, all the way from South Africa all the way through to Ethiopia, especially in Madagascar. You need to take our NIOSH masks for emergencies. You need to be able to have in your body Nutra Defense and Nutra Immune 26Y and our antipathogenics. So if you want a solution to any health problem, just email me. You get a free response with telling you the core protocols and modifications and even the conventional tests you can do with your doctor. And if you want advanced testing, I can do it for you at minimal cost. Do contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at... And one of the most common complaints that people have is arthritis. If you have arthritis in your joints, the first thing to take is Arthritix. You can also take Seraflozyme if you want to take extra Serapeptase. Usually the Arthritix is 5 to 6 capsules twice a day, and the Serapeptase you can take 2 to 3 to 5 capsules 2 to 3 times a day for extra interfascial release of adhesions between your interfascial planes and your muscles, or when the muscle fascia is even attached to the periosteum of bone. Joint inflammation reduced. You also want to take leptin metabolic for osteoarthritis, the tendon mender and joint performance for tenosynovitis of the tendons and ligaments around the knee or other major joints like the shoulder joint, and joint performance to actually rebuild the cartilage. Mountain red velvet, a couple capsules twice a day, and of course the other anti-inflammatory for inflammatory arthritis is Arthritix that stops type 2 collagen attacks against the type 2 forms of collagen that actually can cause inflammatory arthritis like lupus, mixed connective tissue disease, rheumatoid arthritis, etc. So you can reduce that. Now, if you have joint inflammation, you can also rub topically around the tissues pregnenolone cream and curcumin cream 4 times a day. Fantastic. You can also use technology like Lumen Photon. The anti-inflammatory setting is setting frequency 6 or 7. If you're trying to rebuild joints or tissues, you want to use the NICO setting, N-I-C-O setting, on your Lumen Photon machine. So we have heterochromic peptides that will help you rebuild your tissue, along with the mountain red velvet. And, of course, we're working on trying to re-encapsulate it so it will get past the stomach and the duodenum and the pancreatic and stomach enzymes and acids so that you'll end up rebuilding your basically your stem cell workers, if you want to call it, which are like the architects, will have the laborers and the building blocks, I call the Lego blocks of life, arrive at the target tissues. I also strongly recommend, if you're regenerating tissues, taking MycoD2, which is our ergothionine, which is the first receptor activated during regeneration. So for skin, we talk about things. You want to take Collagen Max, your skin, hair, and nails. You want to reduce wrinkles. You want to take omega fatty acids like Omega Supreme Pro, which is our monoglyceride. You want to, again, remember, 3/4 of the cell membrane are fatty acids that you can get from Omega Supreme Pro. It's anti-inflammatory as well. If you're trying to reduce things like balding for males, the first thing to do is you want to take the Recidival Hair Tonic 2 or 3 times a day on the scalp. And for females with PCOS, or postmenopausal, where their male hormone levels are rising, not from their ovaries, but from their adrenal glands, you want to take the hormone synergy, number one, to block that conversion, and you want to use the Recidival Hair Tonic also for if you're getting female pattern baldness. Now, sometimes you get things called alopecia areata. That's an inflammatory condition, and the curcumin, along with pregnenolone, will stop the alopecia there, plus orally taking Cell Defense Plus. So we have a whole range of nutraceuticals that can be applied to almost any health condition you can imagine. If you're having pneumonia or bronchitis, you want to do inhalation therapy with either an Omron or a Sinupulse Elite with a little clear tip. The Omron is great for a small particle. You have to get it past the respiratory bronchial of NutriSilver. You can just put it straight into the inhaler machine. If you're using Neutrodyne, you want to dilute it into normal saline, say 4 or 5 drops of normal saline in your Omron or your Sinupulse Elite. If you're trying to clear your sinuses, the Sinupulse Elite is fantastic. It's about 30 drops in the chamber of 800 mils of either distilled water or pure water system water with Sinu Air powder. So it is euosmolar. You don't want it hyperosmolar or hypoosmolar. You want the right osmolality. And then you can irrigate with 200 mils per side four times a day, and it'll clear your sinuses of fungi, bacteria. You wouldn't believe the stuff that grows in people's sinuses. If you have a ENT doctor doing nasal aspiration or a nasal antrostomy and drain all the stuff out of there in the operating room or in his office, it's amazing the garbage that comes out of people's sinuses. Everything from parasitic worms like Enterobia vermicularis to fungal balls of Aspergillus notatum, etc. It's mind-boggling. And if your sinuses are inflamed, you're at risk of dementia and blindness. People don't know this, but chronic sinus infections are not benign. You can also end up with sinus infections draining into your upper teeth, and you can actually lose your teeth because the infections of the tooth roots at the base that puncture through to your sinus cavity. Periodontal disease. Firstly, you want to use a hydrofloss with either NutriSilver or Nutridyne four times a day after you brush your teeth with a Jason toothpaste and a one of these vibrational Braun type toothbrushes, the Sonicare Plus. You can actually clear the Sonicare brush with the ultraviolet light. The ones that have a little lighter, the ones I like best. And then you can bite into a capsule of CoQ10 ubiquinol. It'll reglow your gums and your other tissues. The Sharpe fibers that hold your teeth in place are rebuilt from your collagen, because if your gums and teeth are literally demineralizing, they actually retract away from the tooth so that the Sharpe fibers can snap or pull off. You want to rebuild those with Collagen Max. You want to use CoQ10 ubiquinol twice a day, bite into a capsule, hold there 10 minutes before you swallow, and you can rebuild your gums. And it's very important to take all the minerals, which are bone generator. Don't take other forms of calcium. I've had other people tell me, oh my gosh, they're taking this or that. If you want to build bones, you need the type of collagen, the growth hormones that are a bone generator, all the trace elements, silica, boron, and manganese. If you don't have all those, you're not going to rebuild bone. You need to have the collagen bit rebuilding as well, which is in there, as well as the growth hormones for bone. If we're looking at thyroid function, you don't want to take levothyroxine or Synthroid. If you're taking adrenal, you want to take a glandular so your own adrenal glands grow. If you're trying to correct many illnesses, you have to create the biomolecules to actually rebuild the tissue. So if you're a liver, if you've got chronic primary biliary sclerosis, you've got to stop the inflammation. A lot of the time when you're getting inflammation in the liver, it's elevated triglycerides. So the Neovasc is very important to lower your triglyceride levels, to reduce intrahepatic inflammation, Cell Defense Plus. To get rid of stealth pathogens, including fungi, bacteria, parasites, and liver flukes. You want to take our Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver, and NutriImmune 26Y that will cover pathogens and toxins. I mean, literally, there's a health protocol for virtually every health condition you can imagine. And if you want to do testing, I can recommend tests that you can do with your local doctor so it's covered by your insurance, or simple test kits I can send to your home and treatment you can do yourself. We can refer you to stem cell clinics. I usually don't recommend stem cells until after you've cleaned everything up, removed all the heavy metals, which we can test, stabilize your minerals and your body free radical levels and so on, and your cardiac markers. Otherwise, you won't get an optimal effect. And if you're doing stem cells, you have to have all the other biomolecules, including Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, and everything in place, including Vitamineral Max and Minerals Plus. Or the stem cells won't take, because the building blocks, the Lego blocks of life are not there. Think of stem cells as architects. Without the bioactivated, bioavailable nutraceuticals, your body's not going to rebuild your tissues. Anti-Age Max, for example, combined with Supernox and Nutritrella, will activate what's called the AMPK pathways for anti-aging. If you don't want to age, then you have to supply the nutrients so you don't age. Or you age much slower. And we're working on technologies to actually slow the aging process by resetting the quantum clock inside your cells, called the biophotonic clock. We can now measure that with technologies such as spectral analyzers and frequency spectra, which are similar to the one used in the microchip industry. We have testing clinics that can do testing for QRMA, which you can buy over time, or the Metapathia Hunter. I can even show you how to do your own metatherapy at home, even make nozodes, or basically quantum frequencies stored in a spray you can put under your tongue. The QRMA machine is extremely valuable, because if you do a test and you buy it through me, you actually get all your test analysis for you and your family forever free. Which means I have one gentleman, for example, in Brussels. I have to send this report out this afternoon for his son who has disabilities, and I'll be able to look at that in his medical history. Remember, send me the medical history, too, when you send that, and I'll integrate it with it. If it involves testing, I do charge for my time to review tests or x-rays or other things, but other than that, your tests are completely free if you purchase it. Now, with the Metapathia Hunter, it's a little different. That requires a lot more time. The Metapathia Hunter machine, though, can develop actually metatherapy to actually change your quantum biocircuits. And you can do that at home with my direction. You can be anywhere in the world. You can be in Germany or South Africa, and I can get you. I can log on to your machine and tell you what diagnoses you have, what pathogens, which arteries are calcifying. If you have a precancer or cancerous condition starting to develop, we can catch it immediately. And we can do confirmatory imaging tests and other things. So this is 21st century telemedicine at its very best. And the initial phase is totally free. Just contact me for a starter protocols. Dr. Bill Deagle, drbill@hotmail.com. We broadcast a lot of videos. I did a bunch this weekend, including part one and two, with review of every one of the products. If you go to YouTube, I'll have them posted up also over in our Deagle Network, those videos. They'll be posted up by this afternoon. The part one and two cover every one of our major nutraceuticals and much of our technology over on our shop now, diagnostic and therapeutic. So do take advantage. We're always adding new products. And by the way, all the products now have updated pictures that Michelle just put up over the weekend of the ones that are missing. Always trying to improve things and service to you worldwide, real functional medicine.
Message. You have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.